Stay there for me, Andy, 1 second, because you mentioned that you've got PTSD. And Al McQuillan, you happened to mention in the conversation this morning that you had it too. How has that manifested itself with you? You were a very senior police officer here in Northern Ireland. How did it manifest itself?
I've had PTSD in the past. And, I mean, I because I have been trained and because I knew what it was, it didn't affect me that badly.
But how did you know you had it? What are the symptoms?
Well, I have been involved in an incident, and there have been a lot of blood about it. Let's just leave it that way. And one of my officers has been killed. And for the next number of days, I found myself washing my hands 20 to 30 times a day because my hands were covered in blood. And I still get flashbacks from that incident, from others that I dealt with in the past 40, 50 years ago.
Is this the first time you've spoken about this, Alan?
Yes, it is. But, I mean, the issue is this. I knew what it was. I knew what it was dealt with. I knew it wasn't a mental health problem. The problem is when people do bottle it up, and that is why the organisation have worked very hard to try and encourage people to engage. But I can completely understand.
Let me just understand the PTSD, Alan. So you were washing your hands constantly, were you?
Yeah, every 10 minutes.
Because you thought blood was on your hands?
I don't know, mentally, psychologically. I had dealt with the scene. There have been a lot of blood at the scene. And then for the next number of weeks, I found myself, and it was one of these things subconsciously, I suddenly caught myself on thinking, I've washed my hands about 15 times this morning. And I knew immediately what it was, and I knew it was nothing to be frightened of, and I knew it was a perfectly normal reaction.
Did you get help?
No, I didn't. I dealt with myself. Because I didn't need to, because I'd been almost inoculated because of the training I've had and the knowledge I had. But, you know, the reality is some of the stuff will never leave you. And I've seen police officers do that, not just in terrorist cases. I've seen police officers in the past dealing with things like road traffic accidents where they've fought to save the life of somebody, and it hasn't worked. And, you know, 2-3 years later, it's still with them and they didn't manage to save that person. So the sort of thing that can affect police officers from all sorts of things, even dealing with child abuse cases, all sorts of things. One case dealing with pornography. So all those things can impact upon police officers. They're all part of the life of a police officer. And the organisation has a duty to support them in that. But it can't take all the risks away. And I think the key issue is, do PS and I support them? In my view, they do. I think they're probably one of the best